Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me be the first to say something to everybody this morning. Ken, I need music for this. I have got to have music for this. Happy Star Wars Day, Wiggy and everybody else.
Oh, is that what today is?
Yes.
All right.
Do you know why today is Star Wars Day?
It's May 4th.
Right. And how does that work?
The 4th is with you.
The what?
The 4th is with
you. Yeah, May the 4th be with you. Yes. Yeah. You
see? Also, Wiggy, today is Cinco de Mayo Jr.
That is true.
That's true. Now you're going to trigger the Twitchers about Kendra. When you bring up anything related to Kendra, they immediately start to riot on Twitch.
Can we agree, Greg, that the Kendra fans are the craziest?
The Britney fans are right up there, but yes. I would say that when it comes to fans, the Kendra ones are the ones who are demanding action immediately.
Happy Friday, Junior, everybody.
When it comes to Kendra.
That whole co-host thing's still fluid, right?
It is fluid, yeah. It remains fluid. That's okay. I mean, we have plenty of time.
Runs like a river.
Radio station's not going anywhere.
No, it's yet. Not.
You said we'd have an answer yesterday. Yesterday is come and gone. You said we'd have an answer Friday. That came and went.
I would expect that the co-host situation has resolved itself by the end of this week.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay? That's what I would suggest. It's kind of like COVID guidelines.
All right.
The goalpost can move at any time, Ken. You know how that works.
Yeah, I know you supported that.
Well, welcome to your show, and may the 4th be with you. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text at any moment on the text line, which is 37937. You can stream this program. If you cannot, for some reason, listen to it on any of the WEEI Sports Radio Network radio stations that we have for you, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. Or you can view it, should you want to do that, on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or simply at WEEI.com/watch. And my Bruins, Ken Laird, my beloved Boston Bruins have secured themselves a playoff spot after an excellent effort last night in Jersey. So they look pretty good.
Look great. I mean, Jersey stinks.
Yeah,
Jersey's not good. But
a couple guys out for Jersey.
But don't you feel like when you look at, I don't know, you look at guys like Corrali, who will be on this show on Thursday, guys like Coyle, like some of those guys that at points in the season you were wondering if they were going to be able to turn it up. Don't you feel like they're turning it up right now at the perfect time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to overreact to last night because it was literally they're playing a JV opponent. But yes, Coyle scored finally last week. That's great. DeBrusque is nowhere to be found, so right. That's concerning. But
they're playing well right now. But the only problem is that it's the end of the regular season. So let's see if
that's
they can.
Not a problem.
No. The problem is that can you do this in the postseason, right? So can you consistently now go from the end of the regular season and carry this over into the postseason? Because we've seen this team play well at the end of the, I think last year was a year. I know they had the time off. You play well, then you get back there, and then all of a sudden you're not playing as well.
Last year was a completely different animal because of the bubble thing and because of Tuukka leaving.
Right.
But I will say this. I believe that this is 5-for-5 in the postseason when it comes to Bruce Cassidy. Mm-hmm. And you can make a case for the fact that he is currently the best coach in the city when it comes to our professional sports franchises.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. I'm just looking at Bill having a couple of down years.
Wow.
And looking.
This is not your lead. Save it for the
lead. No,
leads.
It's not my lead. No,
what
my
a flaming sports
no.
take.
You're not going to believe the 11th rated state when it comes to pizza. We'll get to it in 10 minutes.
I don't do sports leads. I do food leads and I do COVID leads.
The hot take.
No, I'm not. Listen, Bill Belichick, obviously, at the end of both of their careers, it'll be hard, I'm sure, not to say Bill Belichick is the greatest coach to ever coach in this city. Although Red Auerbach ought to be in consideration as well. However, that being said, don't you think that it goes unnoticed that 5 years in a row, the 5 years that he's been here, Bruce Cassidy has gotten this team into the playoffs?
Well, no, I think he's done a really, really good job of what he's been able to do with this team. But still, at the end of the day, it's Bill, because the thing with Bruce Cassidy, he's won zero championships, right? So he's got to the Stanley Cup Finals once, which they lost in a series that they probably should have won. So you think about, when you look at the Patriots, we criticize them for losing the Super Bowls that they lost, the Giants Super Bowls. So I think there should be criticism towards Bruce Cassidy that, yeah, you got to one Stanley Cup Finals, and that's really been about it.
And think about the feeling, the sentiment in Boston, Greg. I know you were on AAF at the time when they fired Claude, and they did it under the cover of darkness, so people were upset at that.
Yes.
But I remember on this show saying, this might work. They might get a little magic from this guy. Pete Shepard said this to me.
There will be no Cassidy magic.
I mean, people were outraged. They were the Claude, how dare you fire Claude? Took him to a playoff run that year, and then, as you say, four straight years after.
But when do we get to the Brad Stevens point with Cassidy? No, seriously, because they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. What was that, 2 years ago, 2018? Yeah.
Gloria.
Now, right, Gloria year, and you lose a series that most people think that it was the easiest road for you to get there.
Right.
What happens now if they don't get back to the Cup Finals and they don't win?
Can we celebrate the fact that they have clinched a playoff spot?
So
can we allow them to get into round one we start predicting that they're going to lose
we
need to fire Cassidy?
What if they get swept?
Yay!
So are we now Indianapolis Colts fans where we're just happy to get to the postseason?
We're not just
you
happy. We are not just happy to get to the post. I suggested that currently, right now, this moment, not tomorrow, not last week, maybe Bruce Cassidy is the best coach currently plying his trade in this city. That's all I
May
said.
May the fourth be with you.
Yes. But you also said maybe last week that you expect this team to get to the finals.
I do. I do expect it.
Right, but to side with Wiggy here, you're saying he would be the best coach if he wins it all, and Wiggy's saying, well, if they don't advance, then he can't be.
Right.
You can't get mad at Wiggy for predicting.
I didn't even think about that.
Right.
I didn't even think about that potential outcome.
See what happens when you give a sports take?
That's why I don't do it.
Wiggy's right.
That's why I don't do it. Who is, by the way, who is goaltender number two on this team, Ken?
I think it's Swayman. I mean, Halak's had a tough time getting back in.
Halak hasn't played at all. Right. It's Swayman tonight, right?
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, I would say it's Swayman. Yeah.
Yarrow.
All right. anywho, we are going to get to the leads in about 10 minutes or less. Dumbest of the day on this show at around 7:05. And Lou Merlone, former Boston Red Sox utility fellow and afternoon host here at WEEI, will join us at 9 to talk baseball and other things. But right now, here is Ken Laird and what is trending.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Subaru of New England Go Green event is going on now. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Bruins clinching last night. They're in third place, actually, up out of the fourth spot. And they have a couple games in hand as well on the teams above them, the Capitals and Penguins. So we'll see how this all flushes out. But the 3-0 shutout last night.
That back and forth between Bergie and Marsh on that second goal was sick.
Yep.
I like the Richie one-timer. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that Clifton mixed it up a little bit, coming to the aid of a teammate. So
he started from the first period. It was just an onslaught.
I was happy with that. Happy with that effort. I get it. It's you got to remember who they were playing.
What was it 16-1 at the end of the first in shots?
Yeah.
So Greg, let me ask you this then: I know we're headed into the Bruins playoff run. So what's the minimum as far as for you expectations where they have to get to?
They have to get to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or I am going to be extremely disappointed with this team. Okay. And the Window Nation window is closing. We know that. We have just a short period of time left with Berge and others, so it needs to be this season.
Can you feel the same way, Stanley Cup Finals?
No, they have a window. Bergeron and Marchand will be here for another couple years.
And
it's
not Bruins,
cup or bust.
If the Bruins have an early exit, Greg, that means they're headed down to Collier County to go golfing.
You mean Golf Paradise?
Everywhere.
Yes, you are correct.
Golf Paradise.
Maybe they'll go to the Southside Tavern, who is the sponsor of Dress Greg today. This is the $100 to the Greg Hill Foundation. I will wear any shirt on Twitch that you want me to wear.
That's a schmedium right there.
This one's a little tight. Does it look a little tight?
Looks a little tight, but it's a sharp shirt, though. I like that logo.
Your boobs look great.
It's sharp.
It pops.
How old are you, Ken? Sharp?
What's
I haven't heard
sharp?
That since I was dressing for high school.
Don't deflect
my
from
dad,
the fact
man.
That it's too small for you.
It is kind of.
I like the North Carolina blue color, though.
You do?
Yeah, I do like that color.
So, hello to Matt. I want to say hello to Matt, who is the manager of the Southside Tavern in Braintree, and they paid $100 to the Greg Hill Foundation to dress Greg. If you want to do that, then you could go to thegreghillfoundation.org and do that there. And if you include a shirt for Wiggy, sometimes he will wear
it. I will
shirt.
Wear it. His boobs are spectacular, though.
I think we're going to bump up the price $100. I mean, can you get 500?
What is it you like about? Is it the underboob?
Is it
side boob? What is it that you like about my boobs?
I think it's, you know.
What makes them spectacular?
The way that the buoyancy.
They're buoyancy? Oh, okay. I didn't know they were buoyant, my boobs.
Bruins rematch tonight with the Devils at 7. Brandon Carlo back in the lineup, too, after missing 18 games. Patriots Director of Football Research Ernie Adams officially announces his retirement. 68 years old. In a statement via Mike Reese, Patriots yesterday did pick up the fifth-year option on Isaiah Wynn. Guarantees his next year's salary at $10.4 million. Not so for Sony Michel, as expected. So he'll play out the last year of his deal here in New England. Red Sox back to it tonight. Three-game set with Detroit. 7:10 the first pitch. 6:10 your pregame across the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Matt Barnes, AL reliever for April with an amazing month. And Jason Tatum, player of the week in the NBA, averaged over 42 points a game. The leads, and maybe another sports lead from Greg Hill.
No. Ride it.
This is hot.
No.
All right, fine. Well, good leads coming.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
At first blush, I have no idea. Can you turn it up a little bit? may have stumped me again, Ken Laird.
More of the metal variety. Later 80s.
Later 80s.
Famous
metal.
Model on the hood of a car in one song.
Oh, it's Whitesnake. It's David Coverdale. What is this? I remember this song. What is this called? What is this? You know, the late 80s kind of run together with several other decades in my mind. I don't remember. It's going to drive me nuts when you tell me. What is it?
This is Still of the Night.
Still of the Night! Darn it!
Bow solo there to start from John Sykes.
You got me again. The leads this morning brought to you by the Subaru of New England Go Green event. It is going on now. Details are at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Well, I've got good news for Wiggy, but I'm afraid it's going to be bad news for most other Patriots fans. In the audience, Michael Lombardi has spoken. I believe in Lombardi's intel. He is tapped in. Here's what he said on the GM Shuffle podcast yesterday about Mac Jones.
I think Mac Jones will take a redshirt year. You know, he's going to have to prove it. One thing Belichick is not going to do, he's not going to give anybody a job.
And he goes into further detail about how this is going to play out, but you can put the over-under on Mac Jones starts this year at a half. I think if he plays one, it's a stunner. It is Cam season. It is another Cam year.
Yeah. So Glenn is going to have to wait a year for him to be the bridge guy?
Yes.
Right.
So in other words, Cam is the bridge guy to Mac.
Basically, yes.
But, I mean, who didn't know that? I mean, he's not a guy who's going to start a rookie quarterback. No. A guy who's going to start any rookie,
right.
Hardly.
People are saying this is going to be a competition, a real camp competition.
Kind of like the competition last year between Cam and Stidham.
It's going to feel like that.
The only way it becomes a competition is if Cam Newton stinks again, which is a possibility. Mm-hmm. Curtis, he has to be somewhat better than he was last year.
Okay.
I mean, he has an off season to understand the terminology. Mm-hmm. He's got to be somewhat better than he was.
Got a lot
last
more
year.
Talent Doesn't around he, him. I mean, he has no excuse this year.
He's got
talent around him on both sides of the football. Defensively, they'll be good. You know, we know they can run the football. The offensive line looks good. There shouldn't be any issues there. He's got weapons at the tight end position, at the wide receiver position. So there's no excuses this year. And like you said, he's going to have, even more time in that playbook to learn it in a real training camp / OTAs, mini camp offseason.
And a coach who loves him, right? I mean, he's going to give Cam some leash. Even if he stinks for a game or two, he'll keep him in there. And if Volin is right and Kraft made this pick, Bill is not going to be jumping over himself over anybody to put Mac Jones in. This is not his guy necessarily.
All right, Ken, thank you. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, guys. So yesterday I went to social media to rip Tom Brady, and no, I wasn't drunk. I was genuinely bothered by the fact that he's Mr. Environmental, and now he just bought a $17 million mansion in Florida and a brand new $6 million cigarette boat. But I digress. Tom Brady was on Friday night on the Draft-A-Thon, the single worst broadcast in the history of recorded sound, where you have 15 people talking over each other, laughing at nothing. It was the worst thing I've ever heard. But Tom Brady, within it, I thought, said something interesting.
I want to ask, would you be willing to trade two Super Bowl rings to win that one Super Bowl? You got to trade two for one.
That's a good question.
He would, and I would. He was asked, would you trade two Super Bowls to have the perfect season completed?
Mm-hmm.
And without hesitation, I agree with him.
Huh.
You have to get that one year. They had so many things planned for Patriot Place that hinged on that victory. There was going to be a perfection cafe. It was going to be like perfect square. It was going to be everything. And in the perfect season.
Is Tom Brady the GOAT if he gives back those two, if he doesn't have those two Super Bowls?
He ends up with six instead of seven. How is he not the GOAT?
Yeah.
The perfect season's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Winning the Super Bowl,
you kind of like, haven't we spent a lot of time mocking the Dolphins when they ran around bragging about the perfect season?
And guess what? Then the Dolphins are gone forever. Yeah. You never have to see Mercury Morris again.
And the way that season played out, where it would have been the perfect season, a Super Bowl victory, and Brady breaks every record, it seemed like, known to man. And that's pretty good.
But then what is Brady, 6-5 in Super Bowls? You're saying he loses two more? That's not very good for his overall image. Then Montana's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Correct.
Yeah, then
correct.
He'll get some of that. But I don't think you can. The perfect season is just too. That to me is the ultimate.
He's probably thinking about the merchandise that TB12 could have sold if he had the undefeated season. That's
absolutely
all he cares about.
But the biggest thing is you have to go back and remember how emotional that season was for Patriots fans. Everybody said you were a creation of cheating. You weren't really a dynasty. Everything was a fraud. And then they go out and win 18 straight games, and they come up one short from being perfect. So I agree with Brady.
Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
Well, I'm going to kind of co-sign a little bit of what Mike Lombardi said, because I was thinking, I went through the schedule last night, and you will not see Mac Jones this year. Last season, the Patriots, through the first 7 weeks of the season, were 2-5. And when you looked at this team and you said to yourself, where's the quarterback? When are we going to, guys were like, when's camp coming out? When you're putting Stidham in? I'm really convinced. And, part of it is because, Belichick, I don't buy into that he doesn't play young guys, because we saw it last year with Michael Owenu, who played, who was a rookie. It's if a guy's prepared. But I just think when you look at this football team, I think Bill's looking at it more so from the fact that he has a playoff team on his hands. And last year when you were 2-5 and still able to get to 6-5 at one point in the season, right before you lost the Rams game with a chance to make a legitimate playoff run, there's no doubt in my mind that we won't see Mac Jones all year. I won't even say he won't start one game. The only time we'll see Mac Jones will be during the preseason.
That's amazing.
And you're in on 10 wins?
I'm in on 10 wins. They were 7-9.
Do we listen to anything he says at any point?
Well, like, it don't matter what you listen to.
When do we hold him accountable on his predictions?
I said I was wrong about Cam's
million. I just want you on the record. I don't want
wins.
I don't want you waffling.
No, great. 10 wins.
Great. Now I have to have waffles for lunch. Ooh. I don't want you waffling on. So you're on record.
Yep.
Write it down. Etch it in stone. 10 wins for this Patriots franchise this upcoming
they
season.
They were 7-9 last year, and I think just with the additions that they made, that's 2 or 3 more wins. So, yes, and I think Cam's going to have a better year. So, yes, I'm on record 10 wins this year.
A quick reminder that last year Wiggy said that the Patriots had the best roster in the NFL. So all these additions seem unnecessary.
When did I say that? I don't ever remember saying that one now.
You did.
No, I would have never said that one. Their wide receiver core was horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you said AFC, not NFL.
No, their wide receiver core was Julian Edelman. That was it. That was their wide receiver core going into the season.
All right, Wiggy, thank you. Well, if I needed another reason to determine that Florida was my favorite state, the place that I feel an uncontrollable urge to move to every day, I don't need another reason. But if I needed another reason, it would be this. Yesterday, my other governor, maybe I'll start calling him my president, Governor DeSantis, declared that the COVID state of emergency is over, Ken Laird. Done. And he erased any and all COVID guidelines that the state of Florida had issued over the last 14 months. Here is Governor DeSantis.
Where we find ourselves today in the state of Florida, we have a majority of our adult population has been vaccinated. At this point, the people that haven't been vaccinated is certainly not because a lack of supply or a lack of availability.
So Florida says that's it. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to worry about any kind of distancing from others. You don't have to worry how many people are gathered in your home or on your houseboat.
Right.
Or at some kind of a beach bar or in the Home Depot or the White Castle or wherever you might be hanging out in the anything goes state. There are no longer any COVID guidelines that remain in place in Florida. This crisis, this global pandemic, this very difficult 14 months for this nation is over. In Florida.
Yes. Which I could see that. I mean, where's the what was the data on all those college football games in Florida? Was there a surge?
Ken would know. Ken keeps track of he's keeping track of all the surges.
There's no data from Florida.
Okay, there's no data.
Are we going to get anything from the Texas Rangers baseball game with all those people?
Sure we will at some point.
Yeah,
I mean,
what about Justin Turner? I mean, he hugged three people after the World Series.
Well, he's right.
We don't know the outcome of that.
We got the vaccines.
Yeah, we do. Everybody's fine.
You could go get one. It's when you could go get one, they're available. Yep. You don't have to wait forever to get one. Yep. So why aren't we back to normal?
Well, the question is, when it comes to Massachusetts, we are now waiting until August 1st at least to do what Florida has done.
Right.
And here in the city of Boston, we are expected to wait until August 22nd to do what Florida and all kinds of other states are doing at this moment, and that is giving people the opportunity to live their lives.
So, the new normal.
What's the reasoning behind it? Like,
what do you mean? It's like,
because there's you have the governor of Florida that, like, anybody who's looking at this situation goes, okay, you can get a vaccine. Most people, I think, was Massachusetts. I saw yesterday over 50% of residents have been vaccinated with double vaccines, the two shots. So what's the purpose of continuing to prolong it?
You would have to ask Governor Eeyore Killjoy or the new mayor why they are unwilling to open things up. You'd have to ask them.
Well, I'd ask Ken, like, because he's one
of the... He's going to tell you that the science... What are you going to say? The data is skewed in Florida, or they're risk takers now? Like, what is your answer going
to
be?
What do you want me to say so this topic goes away? This is unity. Come on, let's get together.
Can I just
we want it open? Let's open it up.
Because I'm a massive pain in the ass, I went back and found it. This is October of last season.
The Patriots are the best team in the AFC.
Oh,
so thank you. Yeah, the defense rests.
The best team. I didn't say they're the best talent. Okay. You could be the better team with lesser talent.
You think they were the best team in the AFC last year?
Well, no, it didn't work out that way, but I said that, they probably were.
The leads this morning brought to you by Always Health Partners. They are a different kind of health plan, helping people and businesses be ready to meet the evolving care needs of today, tomorrow, and always. Learn more at alwayshealthpartners.org. Coming up after 7, the dumbest of the day, most likely around 7:05 or 7:10 on today's show. And then Lou Merlone will join us at 9, and we'll talk a little Red Sox baseball and other things with Lou on today's show. And I don't, with regard to Mac Jones, Ken, why is it so outrageous to you that he is going to redshirt for a year?
Well, that's not what the fans want. This will be the first time we're now in the new Belichick mold, the new PR Patriots. Belichick does not do what the fans want. Do you think the fans would prefer Mac or Cam to start the year?
I think that the fans would prefer
Mac.
That you do?
Yeah. Ken said the fans.
I think the fans trust Bill Belichick.
Now,
I think they do, yes.
If you put a poll out, would you rather see Cam Newton week one starter or Mac Jones? I'm going to bet you that most people say that they would rather see Mac Jones.
So then it becomes fans at Foxborough get restless every bad Cam throw. The owner, if he did indeed meddle, which is kind of weird. I mean, Volan has loosely said this, and he's gone on several media outlets now and hinted that Kraft made this pick at 15. It's a little irresponsible of Volan, I got to say, if he doesn't have hard evidence of this. I mean, I love it, but don't get me wrong.
It is amazing the turn the media has taken. So everybody was prepared to yell at Belichick because nobody thought he would draft a quarterback in the first round.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So now that he had, since March 17th of last year, St. Patrick's Day, when Brady left, everything sucked up until the Friday before free agency. And since then, this has been an A-plus offseason for Bill. So now that you can't rip, which I would love to do, Belichick for his offseason, you then create these idiotic storylines so that you can carry 4 hours of a radio show or fill the column.
Yes.
But if you don't believe, if this isn't true, I mean, either report it or don't. Either say Kraft made the pick and back it up with whatever sources you have, or don't. because it's idiotic. We're having so many different conversations about something we know nothing about.
It's because people like Ben Volen want to believe that Bill Belichick is on his last legs with the organization and that his job is in jeopardy. So they want to present the narrative that Robert Kraft is ordering him around, telling him who he's got to pick. He's almost done with Bill. It's people who have Curtis. You know this because you've been in this business. It's people who they think Bill is boorish, and they don't like that he doesn't answer their questions. And so the first chance they get, he's like a wounded animal. You know, the first chance that they get to jump on him and to suggest that Robert Kraft is doing his job for him, they take it.
But these are the same people that the draft was on Thursday. If you would have asked them Thursday at noon, they would have said, oh, Kraft has chosen Belichick because of him not, you know, jumping in on the Brady situation. These are the same exact people that had said, hey, it proves to you that Robert Kraft has hitched his wagon to Bill Belichick, and it's about Bill Belichick and every decision that he makes, because Kraft did nothing to step in to potentially figure out a way for Brady and Bill to get along.
How do you think the Dolphins feel about their decision to get Tua in there instead of Ryan Fitzpatrick?
That's it. I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that. They might feel they're better off this year now that he's played and gone through some growing pains.
Well, so last year I think they probably regretted a little bit because Fitzpatrick was playing better.
Yes, it was Fitzmagic in progress.
Right, and so they unfortunately didn't make the playoffs, and you know who knows if they would have just. I think what the problem is in the locker room is, and I've been there before, is when you don't know which guy is the guy you hitch your wagon to, or this guy starting, or who's going to be the starter week to week, or is it going to be the young guy? I think that creates issues because now you have this divide where some guys are going to, you know, be like, all right, Cam's my man, and some guys are going to be like, Mac's my guy.
Here's a text that says, with fans at Gillette, it could get ugly real quick for Cam Newton.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, oh, yeah, the birds will be out.
Can I just go back to one thing regarding the media coverage of Belichick's draft and offseason? If you had given the media a sheet of paper with all their transactions that they have made at the start of free agency, they would have said that would be the greatest offseason of all time. Now that he's completed it, they're now saying it's not Bill's choice. So it's like if they hated the pick, it's Bill's fault. But if they like the pick, it's Kraft made it.
But it could be true. I mean, Karen Garigian, it's not just Volen. Garigian said she thinks Bill would have preferred Garoppolo. And Garoppolo makes more sense, to be honest. He's more of a win-now guy than Mac is, no matter what, if he stays healthy. Big if, I guess. But if you have a choice of the two.
But by saying that Bill would have preferred something worked out with Garoppolo, it's not saying that he didn't want to take Mac Jones or wasn't allowed to make a pick in the draft.
Yeah, but if he got Garoppolo, he wouldn't
have. It's so ridiculous.
I love how they're not on the same page now. Like, so Bill spends all this money in free agency and goes out and get all these people. And then there's reports that, oh, Kraft is upset that he did that. He didn't want to do that, you know, when Kraft had that interview. Then his get back at Bill is, okay, you want to spend all this money? Now it's my turn. When the draft comes around, I'm choosing Mac Jones.
And Wiggy, everybody that was talking about this, ripping Bill, were saying he's not been using a collaborative approach to the draft. Bill has been listening to his buddies at different universities and drafting them instead of listening to the advice of his scouts. So now that it appears he's doing that, we're now saying that Bill Belichick has lost all power and Kraft's in charge. It's like
Bill wanted Jimmy Garoppolo again for the win now.
So Kraft is now Jerry Jones.
Right. He was tempted when Ernie Adams was making his final pick, his last pick of his 21 years. Robert Kraft was tempted to bust in and grab the microphone and make the pick himself. Grab the phone.
You guys mock this, though, but if there's truth to this, if this is huge, this hovers over the whole season, don't you think, Greg? If it's true that Kraft pushed Bill this way, that's going to infiltrate him in his decision-making on Mac.
No, it's not.
Kraft interceded, Belichick would quit. I'm telling you, he could go to any team in the NFL. Why would he let Kraft, a nice guy,
he already forced
80s.
Him to trade Garoppolo the first time, and he did not quit.
Yeah, but then he stayed out of the Brady situation, right? This was our big conversation during the Brady situation. Mm-hmm. You know, Curtis and I were on the same page. I thought that Kraft should have stepped in and put his foot down and said, Bill, Tom, we're working this thing out. Tom, how much money you want? But everybody tells me Kraft didn't do that. He said, hey, I'm choosing a side here, and that side is Bill Belichick. And now all of a sudden, a year later, he's going to now go, I chose Bill's side when I'm dealing with the greatest quarterback of all time. Now, Bill might not like this Mac Jones kid, but I'm going to step in on this one.
Speaking of choosing, coming up, does Tom Brady know something that we don't when it comes to what Julian Edelman will choose to do next in his career? Mm. That is coming up next on the Greg Hill Show here at WE.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah.
And now, the Greg Hill Morning Show.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
On Sports Radio.
Missa called Jaja Binks. Missa, your humble servant.
WEEI.
Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you, Wiggy. Do you have a favorite film in the genre?
No, I was never. I mean, the originals are the only one. The first three, however you want to call them, those were the only ones that I really saw. Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, and
really?
The Empire Strikes Back.
That's a different trilogy.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I'm not into the Star Wars world mm-hmm. like that. So
really?
Those are the only three that I'm really somewhat familiar
That's
with.
That's weird to me because you do love the Marvel
yeah.
movies.
But I think Marvel's different, you know. I never really got into the Star Wars like I did. Marvel's like the superhero world. Star Wars is, it's more like the nerd world.
Yeah. Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, like superheroes are cool.
Yeah. Well, you're saying that...
Not when you're an adult.
Yeah. They're still pretty cool.
You're saying that stormtroopers aren't cool?
Nah, that's like, you know, that's not really my world. It's like, I ain't got no problem with nerds, but that's kind of like, yeah, I'm not really into that world. But I am big into, like, whatever nerd world you want to call Marvel. I'm more of a dork. I think that's what Rich separates the two.
I mean, is there?
There is a difference.
There's a difference between a dork and a nerd.
Yeah, I found that out.
How?
Through Rich Keefe.
What's the difference?
I don't really know. I remember hearing him talk about it,
right.
And I can't really explain it, but it's just the difference between nerds and dork. Nerds are like...
Nerds are in the Twitch chat?
No, I don't know. No, I wouldn't say that.
We put our heads together.
Nerds maybe are not cool, where a dork could be cool.
A nerd, this is according to Grammarist, mm-hmm. A nerd is someone who is obsessed with something specific to an annoying degree.
Okay.
A dork is someone who is socially awkward, has two personalities, is uncool and stupid.
Oh.
All right.
I guess within the category there could be differences between a dork and a nerd.
Yeah, I mean, Rich has it. If you really want to know the real definition or way he describes it, he's the perfect person to tell you. But I feel like it's uncool to dress up like a stormtrooper. It's cool to dress up like Black Panther or Iron Man.
At what age?
What?
It just is.
Are you talking as a grown ass adult?
As a grown ass adult.
Okay.
You dress up like Thor. It's a little cool. You dress up.
We have a different definition of cool.
You dress up like, you know, Han Solo. It's different.
I'll have to. When Rich gets in here, he'll have to weigh in on this.
Yeah, he knows.
And he has to weigh in on Mayor of Easttown episode 3 because I watched it last night before the Bruins. Did you watch?
I did.
Any interesting thoughts on it?
Well, I hate that this is already a short season and that, how can I put this, that the key character has been...
You think he's been
spoiler
identified?
Spoiler alert.
No, I mean Mare in the situation that concluded the episode, I find to be frustrating.
Okay, but I wouldn't worry about it because she's not going to follow. If you think she's going to follow what that guy said, she's not going to follow what that guy said.
In terms of actual content, the Deacon remains to me...
The prime suspect?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you get into a show that's only one season? I feel like that's just...
It's pretty simple. You get into it. What do you mean? How do you get into it?
Because it seems like when you ask Curtis that question... and I saw the one show. It's the one show I got into with you guys that we watched.
The Undoing.
And I feel like
Barney.
And I feel like there are still questions that maybe I want answered, or like I want maybe a deeper dive into a certain person's backstory. And I don't feel like you can get a good show. It could be good on the surface, but you're missing out.
Do you understand that for some? It's interesting to have a 7-episode series, and that's it. It's done and wrapped up.
I don't think there's many people like that. And I think you're on an island by yourself where people go, oh, I only need 7 episodes, and it's wrapped up, and I'm cool.
No. I wish, for instance, I could binge this. Like, would you not sit down and binge Mayor of Easttown and be done with it in a day, Curtis?
I criticize shows more that don't allow you to just watch the whole thing. I hate it. I started a new show over the weekend thinking that the whole season was available on Apple TV. Mosquito Coast, excellent.
Oh, I've seen the previews to that.
It's really good. But they only have the first 2 episodes. Hmm. So now I have to wait till Friday. It sucks.
Texter says, by definition, Wiggy is a nerd when it comes to Cam Newton. Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's a pretty good point. Never thought about that. Here's a text, a New Hampshire text. I'm a grown man, and I still give blood in hope of Tony Stark's return.
Right.
So there you go. Yeah. Iron Man.
Didn't he play for the Knicks?
You can get away with it. Something about Marvel, man. Superheroes are cool, man. Everybody wants to be Superman.
Yeah, when I was 8, I dressed up as Superman.
I'm telling you, even now, Curtis, there are a lot of adults. My guy is the Hulk.
Yeah.
That's my character.
Well, why?
Do you have a Hulk outfit?
I dressed up as the Black Hulk.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, when I went to a Halloween party.
Good luck. Yeah.
Wore some chains and everything. Wore the Timbs. Mm-hmm. So I was like Ghetto Hulk, which is cool.
Ghetto Hulk?
Yeah, because I'm big into the Hulk, like World War Hulk, Planet Hulk. Uh-huh. That's like my character. Mm-hmm.
This is Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, Greg?
Hey, did you get a new M3, that black M3, that new joint? I seen it on the gram. Oh, my God.
He's talking to you, Greg.
I did not, no.
You know what the M3 is, right?
Yeah. I did not.
Okay.
No.
My fault.
But I'm trying to pay. Listen, I'm trying to pay college tuition for Breece Hill. I don't have money to throw at things left and right. What are you talking about?
Great. I thought I seen you posting that M3, man.
No, you're right, Greg. He does. It's a new one. He's trying to hide
okay.
it.
It's all good. But anyway, I just called to say that you guys are crazy if you think Cam start in week one, okay? The guy got a busted shoulder. And also, Bill's seen the quarterback position played at a high level possible for the last 20 years. Mm. I still think Jimmy G's on the table. San Fran has to move him by the end of August.
That's interesting to think about.
Charlie Weiss said that ship is sailed, right? I mean, I don't think there's anybody who believes the Patriots are still in on Jimmy G. What's the purpose of Mac Jones then?
Well, Jimmy G could be a 3-year bridge guy,
and then Mac is a 3-year bridge guy. So is that what we're doing now?
I don't know.
I mean, if the goal is to win games, you bring in the most talent possible, and if he's there and available, if they cut him and you can bring him in, but he's not great over Stidham.
We're not going to cut him though.
I think they might. I mean, if it comes to it, to save $25 million, if they could get a cheaper bridge to Trey Lance, like Gardner Minshew, they might consider it. Or if another team has a quarterback injury next season early and gives them a first-round pick, they may flip Garoppolo at that point.
But isn't your bridge going to be somebody who can legitimately mentor him? That's not Gardner Minshew.
Right, and then is your bridge guy, if you're the 49ers, a guy that you feel like can take a team that you believe is a Super Bowl-caliber team to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
You think Gardner Minshew's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback?
Well, you don't think Garoppolo is, so what's the difference?
But at least I might not think he is, but at least he's proven that he could take a team to the Super Bowl, right? Gardner Minshew, what has he done?
I just think Jimmy G's going to be upset. He's going to be pissed off at this whole thing. He knows he's not the guy anymore. He wants to like have a baton passing season where he knows the guy that's replacing him is right there over his shoulder.
We have a poll up on week one starter, Curtis, correct?
That we do. People are weighing in left and right. It is tied, or just went 50.6% of about 200 respondents say they want Cam to start week one.
Wow. 49.4%
are on the Mac train.
Okay, so it's close. It's close. It's still early. I think by the time this is over, you're going to see more Mac than you are Cam.
I don't think you are.
You don't think so?
I think it's going to stay 50-50 about.
If we asked, do you want Cam to start the entire season? I think that would be about 90-10 saying no.
Yeah, that's different, though. We're just talking about week one because I feel like the week one starter is the person you feel like here's who we're going to at least hitch our wagon to. I'm surprised. I still believe that it's going to swing and it's going to be Mac Jones. But I don't get Ken's process here. So he still believes Jimmy G is on the table. What's the purpose, and I've asked you this, but you've never answered this to me, what's the purpose of then drafting Mac Jones where you believe that Jimmy G is a 3-year new contract guy if he comes here?
Well, you're getting rid of Cam if that happens.
Right.
So,
okay.
So,
but even
then,
though if he, Cam's only 1 year, though, right? So yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's perfect. You just answered your own question. If Cam's only a 1-year option, Jimmy G is 2, that's a better bridge to Mac if you believe he needs another couple years to get up to speed.
So you think you get rid of Cam and then you sign Jimmy G to a 2-year extension?
It seems ridiculous. It seems ridiculous when you have Mac Jones.
Yeah, I don't get
you got Cam for 1 year.
Right.
Live or die by him, whatever happens, and then you got Mac Jones.
Right. That's kind of the way I thought Bill did it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will get to what Tom Brady said about Julian Bubbs Edelman coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.